and with the number one debatable the best defender in the NBA out, I think the Pacers should be able to pull this one out. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to the game tomorrow, so that should be fun. Are.
Well, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun, and then we can really see if this Pacers team can beat teams over 500, because they have been struggling lately beating teams that are high-quality opponents. But one good thing is that we're getting the job done and keeping our record way above 500 by beating the teams that we should beat. As we took care of business with the Charlotte Hornets, that shows. With the Mavericks, that shows. And then we beat the Suns, the Knicks. And then teams like the Celtics and the Sixers, just those top above 500 teams, seem to be getting the better of the Indiana Pacers as of late. So hopefully tomorrow we're able to change that against the Toronto Raptors.
Get another win.
Hopefully. That's the goal here. Because nothing makes me feel better than a good old Pacer win.
So wait, if you go to the game and they lose, does that make it your fault then and not my fault? Wait, no. It's the closest game before our show.
Yeah.
Hey, and they've gotten better as the season's gone on.
I feel like this year.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. They've been pretty good and consistent all of this season. Last year, they started off slow, and then after the All-Star break, really dominated in the East.
Yeah.
And became a whole new team. I feel like this year, it's been just consistent, decent play throughout the whole year, but there's some stuff we need to improve on and get better at, but overall as a team, I feel like the Indiana Pacers are going to make some noise in the East.
There we go.
Which is always great. And it wouldn't be my fault if I went and they lost.
I don't know.
Because I don't know. I feel like I go too many games where it's like I'm bound to see a loser every once in a while.
Okay, that's fair enough. I didn't know if you actually went to that many games.
Yeah, I go to quite a few, but it's always a fun time. So, that concludes Pacer Talk. We don't have Charlie or other Pacer specialists on it, so we're going to cut to a quick break, and we'll be back with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. My standards of some of the other songs. For example, my favorites throughout the album were Swervin' with 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Demons and Angel with Demons and Angels with Juice WRLD.
Mm-hmm.
Look Back at It, and then Pull Up featuring Nav. And all these songs have hit the billboards on the high charts. So I feel like all the songs, in my opinion, that didn't hit the billboards were for a reason.
Ah, no, my favorites are completely different than yours. Actually, okay, so Demons and Angels I liked a lot. Star Tender was my absolute favorite.
That was a good song, but I don't feel like it's up to par with other songs on the album.
It was my favorite song on the album by far. And then Bosses and Workers. I liked that one a lot.
I just felt like the ones you just said, besides Demons and Angels, were like, they're still above average songs. I'm not going to label them average.
Right.
But I felt like these ones hit the charts so hard, and I enjoyed listening to them. So,
but not a constant listen to.
Look Back at It is one that I tend to listen to the most.
Mm-hmm.
As Demons and Angels is kind of chill, and you don't always want to be in that mood. Back at It's kind of a mix with like chill, hype, just kind of vibe. And so it's just a song you can turn on whenever you want to, and it's going to fit right in. So personally, I thought it was a great piece of work as an album. But knowing that Boogie with a Hoodie has been in the rap game for quite some time now, I expected a little bit better of a full album than we got. But still, even on the Apple Music charts right now, Future has the number one album with his new album, Future Hendrix, which we'll talk about in a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Hoodie Season's still number two.
So, it is? Wait, behind what?
Behind Future's new album that he just dropped that we're going to talk about next.
I hated his new album. Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that in a minute. My bad.
And
spoiler.
So, obviously, it's showing good with fans, so I have to give you credit on your opinion. Obviously, you're with the majority.
Of course.
But
which is weird.
Yeah, you never.
Normally, you're with the majority.
Yeah.
And I'm
kind of weird.
I know. I'm talking about an album I absolutely love this time. Man, flip.
What is your rating, though? Because we only said mine.
7 out of 10, also, though. I'm the same level as you.